I'll wait on your command, Michael.
I doubt that.
Welcome to Happy Neighbors.
Hello!
I'm Michael Sapp, and today we're here with
Mr. Big Tony.
Got Tony, Jared Giddens. Got Jared Giddens, and we got two special guests. Guys, tell us who you are.
Clinton Yoder.
We got Clinton.
And I'm Corey McClendon.
Corey, Clinton, thanks for coming in, guys.
Absolutely, it's an honor.
It's our pleasure.
All right, you two guys are coming over from your own show, right?
We are, yes,
tell
sir.
Tell us, what do you got going?
Well, our show is called Yoder's Talk. It's just two guys. This is the way we explain it. Two redneck guys that decided to talk about stuff.
So far.
People, for some reason, want to hear it.
Yes.
And that's really all we can say about it because we don't know much
Man,
more.
does that sound familiar to anybody? That sounds kind of familiar.
No, I mean, it's just something that we kind of, well, our producer, Sean, he kind of got us onto it and just, started talking about business and, having purpose in business, purpose in leadership, and it kind of just went, it blew up on us. So
there's a lot you can talk about there.
Oh, yeah. Every angle, man.
Endless.
Yeah.
And I really feel like it resonates with a lot of people. Right now in today's society, there's a lot of people that they're searching for their purpose. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so helping people find that is truly our passion to kind of help them.
Have you helped anybody? Be like, dude, here it is. And they're like, got it.
Yeah.
And running with it. Has it happened?
So, yeah. I mean, for us, like it goes a lot deeper than just like the podcast. Like it's how we operate in business too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, like, there's
when you
tons
say
of,
operating business, you're talking about Yoder's.
Yes.
Yoder's Woodworks.
Yoder Metal.
But there's more to it, right? Metal.
Yeah. Yoder Metal.
Man, did y'all know that? Y'all know they had all that?
I need a metal building, though.
We
I
got
do
it.
Know that.
Customer, right?
I,
here.
Right there. I need one for the hunting camp. So.
How much commission do I get?
We'll talk to you afterwards.
Yeah. Looking for that 30% commission.
Yeah,
right there.
I love it.
Wow, you're expensive.
30?
That's what I give you.
Oh, what the heck? You're overpaid. God.
That's right. Man, I guess I need to come down.
The weather outside is so nice this week. I love the cold, guys.
Woo! Yeah. All right.
Open that big mouth, didn't you?
Yeah. Insert foot. Yeah.
Yep. So you guys do a lot.
We do.
Yeah. What's the metal situation?
Well, Yoder Metal is basically any metal you see on a house roof, the metal siding, we get it in big coils, flat, and we form it, cut it to length, sell it. Okay. Then trim to fit it. That's really the concept.
And is that it's in the same, like you're in the same area? That's not in a different location?
Well, we have two locations, but they're a quarter mile apart. Yoder's Woodworks, it's, just out 157, about 13 miles, 13.3 miles on the left.
13.3
from the interstate. My father, since 98, has told people that, and I've learned that's 13.3 miles on the left.
That's over there. That's over there, right across from Temple Baptist, right?
It'd be down just a little further. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's our competition across the Temple.
Ah, okay.
We won't talk about them. No.
Yeah. I thought you were saying your competition's Temple Baptist. what are they building over there? Are they building something?
Unlocked a whole conspiracy.
That's right.
So, yeah, that's the metal side. Then on the woodwork side, the Yoder's Woodworks, that's the tiny homes, storage buildings, carports.
Storm shelters, right?
Storm shelters, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because we did a commercial a couple years ago. Down there, man, I was surprised at all the dog kennels.
Yes, dog kennels.
All kind of stuff.
Y'all do chicken pens?
Chicken coops, yes, sir.
Okay.
We do it. We got two different styles.
I got another customer.
They do
here we go,
houses.
Man.
Shooting houses.
Before we leave, you're going to buy
some
a pole barn.
I need 4x6 shooting houses, too.
So. We got them. We got plenty of them.
I need a lot of stuff right now. I need 30% commission, too, so I guess.
Yeah, that's right.
That's kind of what we do there. But yeah, like we were talking about the podcast, it all inspired off of that, man. We just taking what we've learned in the business. Our passion is mission statement is to provide resources to help people unlock their full potential in servant leadership. So it's our podcast is called Yoder's Talk, Lead with Purpose. So it's kind of, you know, based around our experiences. I mean, our mistakes, our failures, and all that good stuff. And so, yeah.
Man, I was talking to somebody about that just this morning. I thought, you know, everybody wants to talk about the successes, mm-hmm. but man, just on a daily basis, the daily human failures all the time that you don't hear about.
Especially in business. Everyone thinks, they look at people and they look at the money and they're like, oh, look at that. And I'm like, they failed more than they've succeeded.
It's like,
You will fail 100 times more than you'll ever succeed.
It's like that statement where you're, you know, you become an overnight sensation.
Right.
Yeah.
After 20 years.
20 years of trying.
Yeah. So,
yeah. You figured out every way how not to
That's
do
right.
it.
That's right.
Yeah. 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 I like that too. At every level, in anything that's happened, and people are failing a lot, but that's okay. I don't think it's a bad thing necessarily.
Good thing. Yeah. Well, people don't like to share it either.
That's
right. They're so scared to share it. That's why I like kind of like the way our podcast is kind of just be yourself. Talk about it. I mean, like, quit being fake about it and don't, you know, like, who cares?
Mistakes.
Yeah, really.
Mistakes are such a great learning opportunity.
Yep.
And so, like, the way I talked, like, I got two sons, and one of them's two, so you can't really get nothing through his head right now, except, like, applesauce and gummies. But the older one, like, we talk a lot about, like, mistakes are a great opportunity. Like, you can either – we can sit around and mope about it and say, feel sorry for ourselves, or we can say, what's the lesson I need to learn out of these things that can make it where next time I give this a try, that it's a success. And so, like, that's why I always, like, we try to talk about our failures, and we have a lot of them. Like, I mean, that's just the way it is in everything.
What about when you ever preach this stuff, and then, like, a week later, you're like, dadgummit, I'm doing it. You know, like I need to be listening to the lesson from last week or what I told my kid last week. Dadgummit.
All the time.
Yeah.
Like I feel sometimes I feel fake. Like when I'm sharing something and then I'm like, man, I need to watch my own podcast.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Am I listening to this?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. Just a few questions. We're gonna keep circling back around to that.
Absolutely.
But you guys are out, like you said, towards you. The address is kind of like Falkville, though, right? Explain that to me.
Man, Falkville is like a finger that comes out. And it's weird, man.
Yeah,
I don't get it. We're closer to Coleman than Falkville.
Sure.
And yeah, it's literally a finger that comes out, and we happen to be right in that finger.
Ah, so you're just in a sliver of.
Yes, of Falkville.
Falkville. So you're not even Coleman County.
Not even Coleman County. Morgan County, right there.
Because see, I wanted to put that in a post recently. I was like, right here in Coleman County, but
yeah,
that's not true.
Yeah,
but I mean, it feels like it.
You
is.
Can about throw a rock.
You and could. Hit Coleman. You could cross. Yeah. You could jump over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Because
sometimes when I throw that address up there, I look at it every time. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When you say Falkville, you think 31.
Right.
You don't think 157.
No.
You really don't.
I don't.
Yeah. I know. I don't.
Yeah. I mean,
when you first started telling me, I was looking down 31 looking for your place.
There is a sliver between Coleman County and Lawrence County that because of that sliver, Coleman County is like it's Lawrence County is considered surrounding county.
Huh.
Surrounding county is around
Coleman. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just, I mean, it may be, I would say, like, it looks like a mile.
Yeah, just a little,
yeah.
A little slip.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you guys being out that way, you know, are you, what kind of Walmart situation are you looking at?
Oh, the good one.
That's north. Okay.
The good one.
Jared,
they're
going
to
convert
south
you to the north one, man.
I'm not driving all the way up to north.
Hey, go to Walmart when I live right here. Listen, let me tell you something. There's a lot better eating options in the north side of town.
I cook a lot.
Now. Cracker Barrel's up there. Uh-huh. I mean, you got.
Okay, I have kids that eat chicken. Chicken and deer when I feed it to them. That's about it.
They got KFC up there.
I've noticed. Right.
But they want Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
There's only one crazy chicken. People down
yeah,
south.
It's Mardi Gras down there, isn't it? Every
is.
Time.
Hey, it's a show. I mean,
it is.
You get to go to Walmart
yeah, but
and get
sometimes,
a show.
Sometimes you don't want to go to Walmart for a show. You just want to go to Walmart and get your stuff
yeah.
and go home.
I don't go to Walmart often, so it's not like my. I went yesterday, though. My four-wheeler's messed up. The electrical's on it, and the lights won't turn on. I'm trying to figure out how do I drive into the woods to hunt tomorrow and not kill myself. So I was like, I'll go buy a flashlight,
Jared,
just tape
it
on the front of it, and just hit it and just drive in, rig it with the flashlight.
Now, do y'all go into Walmart or do y'all do grocery pickup?
I'll go in.
Okay.
Yeah. Man, the grocery pickup's been a nightmare.
Has it? I do drop off.
Well, yeah, we're in Vinemont, where I live is in Vinemont, but they don't go out that far. But yeah, it's just been a nightmare, man. I don't know.
Well, they're mixing stuff up.
Yeah, you never get what you want. Yeah. It's always they're out, but for some reason, I walk in, and I can get what I want,
and it's there.
Yeah, it's a little strange. But
we'll have to talk to maybe a stalker there. Yeah, is anybody that can talk to us about that, Tony?
We'll have to see about that.
You guys, y'all do any hunting?
Oh, absolutely. It's my passion.
Is it? Yes. That's your thing.
That's my thing.
No kidding. Yep. Like any specific.
Anything. If it walks, I want to hunt.
Wait a minute.
Pause.
That was a little stretch.
That's why his property is fenced in with, like, none of it can get out.
I was looking for. Hold on, I got one here somewhere. Didn't we have like a sensor button or something? Anyways, you guys do some hunting.
Yep.
Is this a family thing, a corporate thing, a personal thing, all of it? What is it?
I personally don't do a lot of hunting.
Okay.
I'm not.
Corey, you're not. You don't hunt a lot. I'll
take that back because my dad will kill me.
Uh-oh.
Like, I'm on a hunting lease, but I never go.
Okay.
I'm a golf guy.
Golf guy.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we got a golfer and a hunter. Clinton, what's the most fun? Can you think of, like, the most adventurous hunting trip you've ever been on?
Yeah. Probably Maine bear. Well, I was up in Maine on a bear hunt.
Hunting bear.
Yes, with my bow. With my bow.
Bow hunting
a bear?
Yes.
Woo!
There's a clip somewhere on YouTube.
Is it out there?
I got it videoed, yes.
And you're getting one?
Yeah, I got one, yeah.
This sounds like some Rambo stuff.
Yeah, it was, right? It was, you know, you picture Maine as, you know, we're talking way back in. I'm talking, there's nothing around for, we drove 4.5 hours on gravel road.
Yep.
To get
there.
And
4.5 hours on gravel.
On a gravel road. We rented a car, by the way, and we did this in a little car from the Boston airport. And so you can imagine how that car looked by the time it got.
Yeah,
got
I bet.
But anyway, got up there and just, man, it was an experience, man. Just the whole thing from. Man, they take you out, put you in a stand, and you're by yourself, man. I've never went bear hunting in my life. I got a bow. Never went bear hunting in my life.
Were you scared?
I was a little. Yeah. I admit it. Yeah. I'll admit it.
How big was nervous?
It was. They're not huge up there.
They're not massive.
Guys,
I
want to
go to Alaska.
It's still.
What is the island out there in Alaska that everybody wants to go? Kodiak. Island, something like that.
I think so. Yeah,
it's that'd like be where fun. All the big.
But them bears there. You don't want to bow hunt.
Yeah,
they'll come after
they'll
you.
They'll come after you.
Bring a 50 cow.
Yeah.
Was that? Did y'all get to eat? What'd y'all do with the?
Yeah, we ate them.
Ate them.
Okay. I'm not a big fan of it, to be honest.
Bear meat.
It just didn't sit with me very well. Hmm. But yeah.
Interesting. I hadn't. Yeah. Okay. Bow hunting.
Yep.
For bear. Any other?
I went
big game.
Texas. We hunted axes. That is a deer that was from Asia that was brought in into high fence, but they got loose. And there's an area out in South Texas where they're overrun in free range.
Okay,
oh, wow.
So they're trying to get rid of them.
Not really. People wanting to go hunt them, so they're really trying to start managing them. But
gotcha.
The government hasn't got a hold of it yet, so they're still classed as a varmint. It's weird.
A varmint?
Yeah. Yeah, like a.
So you can kill
as
many as
you want.
That's
the one that's got the long antler in it.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, yeah.
They're spotted. They look like a fawn, but they're big.
Yep.
Yeah. So that was a lot of fun, man. I went twice on that. A spot and stalk, you got to sneak in on them. Yeah, middle of the summer.
You got like your ghillie suit in
crawling on the ground. Don't say that. The hunting public guys, they had an episode where he actually did that. He crawled along the road where there was a hillside and swooped around where a buck was bedding in the tree line.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then came up. And when he got up and stood, he was like 10 yards from that buck, but downwind. And he walked right in front of him and just popped. Yeah. It was one of the best shows I've watched.
Huh. Yeah. That's crazy.
That's a lot of work for a deer. I'm not doing all that. That's too far. I can't crawl that far. It ain't going to happen.
Have y'all thought about last week with Sean, we talked about IRL streaming. Oh, do y'all know what this is?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Like real life. I don't. Like in the moment. Like you have a camera on you. Have y'all ever considered putting a camera on you going
there's
hunting?
There's not a chance.
Not you're not poor. You're out.
Like, I'm not. Like,
not even for golf.
No. Now, what about a game of golf?
You don't want to see that.
No, there's like, there's nobody like. Because when I say I like to golf, it doesn't mean I'm good at golf. Yeah. Yeah. I'm a
you're a wood golfer.
I'm a 25 handicap player. And so,
he plays in the woods.
Yeah,
he's in the woods all the time.
I have very creative shots.
Yeah.
Because I always put myself in like. Actually, me and Sean played. I guess it was Saturday. Two Saturdays ago, and I had to make this shot that was like underneath some trees. The green was probably about 90 yards away, and I had to kind of like punch it through some trees to pop it up on the green. And I got my 5-wood out. I hit it. It stayed low. Hit like this tall grass berm. Popped up, landed right on the green, and like Sean's like, "That's amazing," and I was like, "Well, that's what happens when you stay in the trees. You get really good at getting out of the trees." If you put me out in the middle of the fairway, it's going to be awful. Yeah. But you put me out there, if I'm in the trees or like in a very tough shot, like I'm like, "Oh, this is nothing. I've been here million times."
Sort of, you know, adventure golfing.
Yeah, huh? I get out in the fairway and I'm like, I have no clue what to do.
That's why you don't go to the driving range. It's a waste of money because you don't. Yeah. You know, you're not going to be in the middle.
Perfect shot.
I play golf like you do, so don't worry.
I tell guys all the time, like, because we have that's something we do as a company. Like a lot of us play golf, and so we've kind of had an uptick in a bunch of guys starting to play this year, and so. You know, they'll come to me for some reason and they'll be like, "Corey, how do you get better at golf?" And I'm like, they're like, "Should I just go hit a bunch of balls at the driving range?" I'm like, "No, like, just go play.
Just get out there.
Like, go play 9 holes. And, you know, if you hit a shot and it's a bad shot, drop another ball, hit another shot. Like, you're not playing on tour. Like, you're not. Like,
I don't keep score.
On the flip side of that, we did a show recently at a new club,
Pin High.
Called Pin High over here, and they've got the golf simulators, and they said the simulators have helped them on the course, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, I hear that a lot.
Have you ever tried the simulator?
I've done one down in Warrior. It's called Par Patrol.
Okay.
So a couple of guys I go to church with do that. And I've seen that one, but I've done a couple different ones, and I'd like them. Like, but to me, it goes back to that same situation. It gives you a really good lie. It's in those mats, like, it doesn't simulate good contact of a ball, like, of actually hitting on the ground. And, like, in my case, like, it's tough to simulate a, you know, your ball sitting on top of a root.
With the stick here and the leaf over here.
Yeah,
and
you might as well just get out in the backyard at that point, right?
I mean, honestly, but, those simulators, I do like them, though, because they're cool. I plan on playing a lot this winter.
Yeah,
on those simulators because I don't like to be cold.
What course do you go to a lot here?
So I go to Coleman or Cross Creek, a ton, and then I have a couple down. I actually live in Gardendale,
okay,
and so I go to a lot down in the kind of Birmingham area.
Have you ever been to that one in? Is it Warrior?
Are you talking about the par 3?
Yes.
Yeah, the Greenbrier. I play that one. So, like that, the Morris area right there is where my son plays baseball. And so I play there a ton. I love that course. It is.
What is this, like a hidden course?
So, no, it's
not. It's just a par three.
It's a par three.
Everything's a par three.
Every hole's a par three. And, like, it gets you. I use it to fix my irons.
Yep.
And so when I have, like, bad days out on, like, Coleman or playing with some other people and my irons just aren't working, I go there and play.
Yeah.
Because I never pull my driver out of my bag on that course.
Yeah. Clinton, are you a good golfer?
He's a really good golfer. I'd say he's not, but he is.
I, not great. I mean, not you're not a
better than Corey.
Yeah, better than Corey. Okay.
Way better than Corey.
That was the sense I was getting. Yeah. He's trying to get you to say it.
Don't want
to.
Yeah.
Better than Corey. Yeah, I actually won the. We call it the Yoder's Cup.
Yeah, the Yoder's Cup. The Yoder's Is this Cup a yearly level. Thing?
Yearly thing.
What's it look? Do y'all have an actual?
Yeah, we actually have a green jacket and all.
No kidding. Yeah,
like the, I like
the
this.
Year, wow. The previous year winner has to put the jacket onto.
This year. What a tradition!
Yeah. So it's like four days of golf. Like so, just like a PGA event, like four different rounds, all which you know there's nobody carrying like a a 4 under into it. It's usually like I think you won with like what plus 36
over four. I think so.
Yeah, which is great. Like that's a great score for amateur golfers.
Golf tournament. Do we need to start one up?
Yeah, I mean,
might be 4 days of golf.
Anybody who's been on.
Oh,
any of the podcasts.
That'd be fun.
That'd be fun. Man, we've had some good golfers on here, though.
I need to go back and review you before I say I'll be in it.
We've had some good ones. That'd be pretty fun. We might should try that.
Yeah.
4 days.
I just didn't
Ginger
say
of golf.
He's a scratch. It's not like golfer. 4 straight days. It's
I was gonna say something. I was about to say y'all take off 4 days to play golf. That'll work.
I'll
take a job there tomorrow.
That is success right there. Yeah. You know, that's a level of success that you want to get to. All right, guys. What kind of pizza in town do y'all do?
So with me living in Gardendale, I don't really eat a ton of pizza around here. But when I do, it's Hunt's Brothers.
Hunt's Brothers.
Just a gas station.
Yeah.
Just
gas station pizza.
Let me tell you, that's some of the best pizza that you will find.
Yeah.
I love that stuff.
Tony, you're into Hunt's?
I mean, I like it. Don't get
Hunt
me
Brothers?
Wrong.
Yeah.
But, you know.
That's not your go-to?
It's not my go-to.
Well, I mean, in the context of where I'm at, it's not like I'm, like, you know, my family's got to drive all the way up here to meet me to be like, hey, let's go get a pizza. If we're going to drive all the way up here, we're probably going to go to like Allsteak or somewhere like that.
Sure.
Clinton? Man, what's the one right down here by Firehouse Sub?
Marco's. Yeah.
That's what we do.
Man, they're good, aren't
Marco's
they?
Marco's, or if the kids are just hungry for pizza, we'll go to Little Caesars.
Little Caesars for the kids. I know that feeling.
Yeah, just swing by because it's ready.
Hot and ready.
Yeah.
Hot and ready pizza.
Yeah. Hard to beat that. So, yeah,
I'm not a big pizza guy, but so it's not like, you know, but if I do, typically there.
What's your go-to?
Man, Supreme. Oh, you mean like pizza?
No,
I'm talking about food. Sushi.
Sushi,
baby. I love
it. Well, you're not getting that in town. Where are you getting that?
Well, Rock and Roll.
Rock and Roll sushi.
Or you go to Ninjas.
Ninjas has sushi.
Yeah. Peking's got sushi.
Hey, don't sleep on Publix sushi.
Hey, Publix. Every Wednesday, $5.
Yep.
Let me tell you something. That's where shopping's a pleasure.
Do you know why it's on sale? You're at the cutoff.
Hey, listen.
Man. Like, if they're trying to get that out the door, okay? That's not something I want to test the expiration date on a sushi, you know?
What, at Publix?
Anywhere.
Man, Publix sushi is so good.
Yeah,
it's really good. I think it's made every day. It's just their special. They do it on. That's when I let my oldest loves sushi.
Yeah.
So, like, go up there, buy her two or three of those packages. She'll destroy them.
Yeah.
I have a tough. I'm with you, though. Like, my wife will pick it up at Publix. I'm like, you sure?
Yeah.
You sure?
They make it each day.
Yeah, they make it each day.
They're making it each day, but that fish isn't getting made every day.
Well, oh, my God. It also depends on what roll you get.
Yeah, I know. A lot of that's not sushi. I mean, a lot of that's.
You gotta be picky on that.
A lot of it's fake crab meat.
Well, you lived in Japan, is that?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying, you know, but they're like gas station sushi is good. You know, you're getting good tuna and stuff. Yeah. I mean,
not everyone has the luxury to move to Japan.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's not always fish in the Publix sushi. It's like crab meat and cucumbers.
Look at the size of Japan compared to us. You think we're going to go to the gas station and get sushi and not get sick?
No. Okay. That's a common misconception, though, Tony. You don't want fresh sushi in America. You want it frozen every time. It kills the parasites.
What?
Yeah. You want,
all of us are like, wait, what?
I'm going to be 100% honest. I did not see this going there.
Yeah. You want the fish
I'm for it to be frozen.
They do like a flash freeze thing that kills a lot of the parasites. So you don't want...
So you're talking about the raw fish ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're eating it raw,
yeah.
Sushi, yeah. You want that to have been... If you're in America, for the most part, you want that to have been frozen.
Yeah.
You don't want somebody to say, I just caught this in Smith Lake. It's fresh. I don't think you want that, man. That's what I'm saying.
Is that the Coleman roll at Rock and Roll?
Yeah,
is that what
see,
it is?
I don't
is
know.
Roll?
Yeah.
Smith Lake Bass.
Yeah. Smith Lake Bass.
Smith Lake Bass.
Oh, my God.
Is that the one with the crawfish in it? Yeah.
Someone's going to comment and be like, God, no, they're going to get mad at Rock and Roll Sushi for saying that.
Hey, I like Rock and Roll Sushi.
So, sushi in town. We go out of town a lot. I love sushi. I don't know if you've been there in Huntsville.
Well,
it's a restaurant called I Love Sushi. Terrible. It's not the best name in my opinion. Yeah. It sounds kind of, but man, it's good.
I'll try it sometime.
Get up there. They got two locations. All right, sushi sounds good. do you guys do sports? Game days? College football?
I'm a huge baseball guy.
Yeah.
I love baseball. Probably.
Who's your team?
Unfortunately, the Atlanta Braves.
Hey, there's nothing unfortunate about
that.
No, it's a great franchise. They're injured this season.
Yeah, that's not their problem. But, that's not their issue at all. Because if that was their issue, they wouldn't have let me down for the last 32 years.
32 years.
Whoa, 32. Yeah. They won the World Series 3 years ago,
won like eight.
That's true, but you know.
I have a very love-hate relationship with the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah.
Auburn
fan. Right over here, I'm an Auburn fan.
Okay. Yeah, I am too. Okay. It's like being an Auburn fan.
So, like, my 80, I forget how exactly old, but I think he's 87-year-old grandpa, still living. He is the reason I'm an Atlanta Braves fan. And so every now and then I'll be on the phone with him, and he'll be like, I'm watching the Braves game. Are you watching the Braves game? I'm like, yeah. Unfortunately,
you can share that trauma together.
Well, yeah, and then I'm like, why did you do this to me?
Yeah,
you know? Yeah. He's the reason I love baseball so much. So it's just my son plays baseball. That's just we're a baseball family.
Clinton, yeah. Do you do
college
game
football?
Days?
Yeah, college football. Which I mean, I watch every sport. I'm a just big sport guy. I love it.
Do you have any traditions? Yeah. Game day traditions?
Yeah, watch Auburn lose. No, not really, man. I just watch. I love NBA basketball, NFL, which right now I'm big into fantasy football.
Y'all have a league?
Yeah, we got a league.
Yeah.
How you doing? I lost.
Well, we've done this for 3 years, and I have two straight championships.
Corey's coming in.
I have in my office two Lombardi trophies.
the Yoder Lombardi
looking
trophy.
Looking for a third.
Yeah.
Okay. Looking good. Yeah. Looking good.
How many's on the team? Like, how many's in your
we
franchise?
We have 14 in our
14?
League.
14?
It's tough, man.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's tough. Brutal. Because if you
I'm
get,
about to
like,
say.
You have a player go down, like, there's not much to go get in the waivers. So
we got 10, and it's rough.
Yeah.
I wouldn't see adding. I mean, four more players. That's,
yeah, I got 12 in both of mine.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
I'm doing terrible in one of them. I've lost every single game. I am last. I was like, yep, this is my year to do the.
Do y'all do punishments?
This is the first year that I brought up punishments. And of course, this is the first year I bring up, let's do a punishment.
You're going to lose. Yeah,
I'm going to lose. So
I'm not dragging up the rear in mine, but I'm right behind it, right in front of it. My team is injured, IR. It's just like. First round draft pick sitting on the bench.
A ton of players going down this year?
Oh, it is awful.
Everywhere.
And look
But if you even look at the scoring for receivers is awful right now.
Yeah, it's just. Yeah.
At one point, the highest scorers were kickers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Leading the points were kickers. That's how bad it was. It's awful.
Feast or famine.
Yeah. Wow. Like 1 week, a player will score 20 points next week. Like I got Pierce off of Indianapolis. I grabbed him up. He's had a great year. I pick him up, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to start you. Start you over Allen. And what does he do? Big old goose egg.
Yep.
All year he scored in 15, 20 points, and now he's zero. It's a rough season this year.
Yeah. Like I have Kyle Pitts as my tight end, and I've wanted to trade him or drop him about 15 times. But then like one week, I'm like, I get this gut feeling. I'm like, this is the week he's gonna go.
He's gonna explode.
He's had one so far, hadn't he?
That was the week he went off and had a great game. And I'm like, okay, you've earned yourself three more weeks. We have like my team. We have meetings. That's what you have to do to have back-to-back championships. Yeah. You have to have team meetings and talk about those things. But yeah, we did a punishment last year, which is much more brutal than we did this year.
Yeah.
We made the loser go to Waffle House for 24 hours and sit in the Waffle House for 24 hours. And every waffle he ate took an hour off his time.
Okay. I've heard people doing that. Yeah.
He claimed, like, he still will not look at a waffle to this day. Bet.
How many did he eat?
I think he got 17 down.
17.
Yeah, he's an animal.
17 waffles.
Shout out to Jimmy.
I would have just sat there for 24 hours.
17.
How many could you do?
17 waffles? I probably could do 17 as
no
well.
No way.
Yeah.
You think you could do 17 waffles?
Yeah.
Oh, let's I'll over, see this
over, I'll over the court. Like, if I started there at 8 in the morning, I could probably be out of there by like 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
You're spending the day.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to be be there all day, I'm going to spread it out.
Well, he took 17 hours off.
Yeah, he took 17 hours
off. Yeah. So he only was in there for 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
and he really sat in there. Did y'all have video proof?
Oh, no, he had to send us.
I went in there, sat across
from him. And said, all right.
Like, he had to send us like a
so you're kind of the enforcer.
Yeah. This year, we're just doing head shaved. If you come out, you come in last, you get your head shaved.
I'll do it.
What would be my punishment?
Yeah.
You should have to wear a wig.
Just top of their head.
Oh, okay. Eyebrows and beard.
Oh, everything. That'd be bad. All right. Do y'all play any video games?
Oh, God, stop this.
I play some. unfortunately, I play Rocket League, and that's a terrible game.
Yeah.
But there's nothing really great to play anymore. I play a little college football every now and then. But it's actually kind of funny. We were talking earlier. I play with Sean a lot.
Are y'all streaming?
He does.
Can we watch this live?
Because there's no reason for me to do that. but I actually did this new little upgrade to what I do. I bought a projector.
Okay.
And I actually project a screen onto my ceiling above my bed.
Oh, my gosh.
This is peak.
Yeah, I know. I can
lay in bed and play video games. And what's actually funny, all the guys that I play with, they actually make fun of me.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'll just be playing at night, and I'll just fall asleep.
Sure. You're in bed. You're laying down in bed. Of course you're falling asleep.
Like, which the only I get their point, because there are some times that I'm playing, and they're like,
you got to wake up,
they
man.
Need me. And which is not very often.
You can't
but
be playing these
then.
Team games like Rocket League falling asleep, man.
And so,
that's actually kind of genius. And I got a projector sitting
it's
at the
awesome.
House.
My wife was not a fan of it.
I was going to say. You don't want to bring that in. I don't know.
Like the first night I did it, I set it up. My wife was like, no, this is not happening. Yeah. And then like I was like, well, baby, like it's got a built-in like fire stick in it. Like we can watch movies on it. And so just to sweeten the deal, I played a little. We watched.
You watched some Grey's Anatomy?
No. We watched. You've Got Mail.
It's a classic.
Oh yeah.
It's one of the best movies ever made.
Hey, that's she debatable. Cuddled right up. We watched that movie.
Are you saying that being serious?
And it was.
Who
it was
does
great. It?
Show me one person that doesn't like that.
You
movie.
You don't like that movie?
I don't know. I don't.
Tell me
I mean,
one
I
person.
I do not like that. I mean, movie. I wouldn't say it was the best movie ever.
Tom Hanks.
It's, I know. Do you know what just came back on? I was looking for it the other day. Couldn't find it on Apple TV or anything to even buy. The Burbs.
The Burbs, where they move yes. into the yeah.
The next door neighbors.
The next door neighbors.
It's on Amazon right now.
That's a classic.
Sorry. That's funny. I'll talk about that.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Tom Hanks got a lot of good movies.
Yeah,
I used to be a big gamer, but
hold on. Okay. What does that mean?
Used to.
Like, but when you say a big gamer,
when he was a kid,
when I was a kid.
Okay,
so like 20 like, years ago,
you
he grew
in,
up,
but you were into it.
I was into it. I played all the time.
Like what was your big game?
I'm a big sports guy.
Okay,
big sports guy.
NCAA, all
of it, man.
Yeah, NCAA 14 was the best.
Yeah, man.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
I'm trying to look for a 360 so I can play that again.
But now it's like my sons are like, let's play Minecraft. I'm like, gosh.
You can't get into Minecraft?
I can't do it, man. Well, it depends. There's some nights where I'll get into this building mode and I just kill it.
Yeah.
But so far, or lately, I've been trying to just hide from my kids.
Yeah.
Like just dig down in the ground.
Can you find me?
That's why I'm going hunting tomorrow. I'm going hide from the
Jared's
kids.
Doing real
days.
Life hiding.
Like I'm gone. I'm packed up right now, ready to go.
I love it, but I just don't have the time, man.
That's
just,
it. It's that's a time sink,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. So.
Yeah, Minecraft's pretty fun though. Yeah, I can't do creative, but like if I'm, you know, if you're in it and you're building something, you got a mission, I can get into it.
Yeah,
yeah. That's I have that problem where if I'm not into Minecraft, but once I start building something,
you gotta finish it.
You gotta see it through.
And you always gotta add to it. That's
gotta add to it.
You gotta add to it.
I'll build a house and I'm like, oh, that looks nice. You know what? I'm gonna change this real quick. It's 8 o'clock at night when I started. It's 5 a.m. already. I'm finishing up. I was like, oh man, I gotta go to bed.
Let me tell y'all something. He's shaking his head, but he's the one guy I bet if we could get him to play for 30 minutes. You're not going to hear from him for two days. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
You would be a week. You would be out.
Yeah. I bet my ADHD would kick in hardcore. And
yeah. You would have like a city built.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I don't play video games. Yeah. I would never.
Did you know that they built like all of Middle Earth on Minecraft?
Jared doesn't know what that is.
Wait. Hey, I'm talking about
Middle Earth.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
They built like the giant city.
Yeah.
And the last one, I can't think. I'm blanking on the
You're
name.
You're talking about it, that's in Minas the mountains?
Or,
yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, they built, like, the entire city.
With Minecraft.
In Minecraft, yes.
Yeah, there's people that...
Yeah, there's a lot of really cool stuff.
Look, when me and Michael were dabbling in the AR world, and I was having to build stuff on...
Yeah. He got into it. Man.
I did.
He talks about games, but listen, he got into
it. I spent all
this.
Night trying to get fireworks that you could pull up on your phone and just walk outside because I was going to try to do it
over VR
Depot.
Camera.
Yeah, or you could pull up your phone and fireworks would start displaying over Depot Park. I kept leaving my house all night, driving to Depot Park, trying to get the GPS plug in to work.
What you doing?
The next thing you know, the sun's coming up, and I'm like, God, I got to bring the kids to school. I hadn't even slept yet.
So you're doing like some Pokemon Go with fireworks.
Yes,
so.
That's it. Yeah.
That's with exactly fireworks. It.
It was a couple of years ago, right before Second Friday, and I was like, how cool would it be if we could put up and we were going to do like
that's when we had the giant 3D Johnny's stuffed baked potato.
That's what we were like, how cool would this be to build all this? And I started playing. And he is correct. If I started playing video games, I wouldn't be here right now. I'd be at home playing video games. It's just my...
We could set it up here and stream that. How would that work, Sean? Help us out there.
IRL.
Can we do that somehow on the podcast? Jared streaming to Twitch, playing a game.
Yeah, you could do that.
Is there something there?
Yeah, you can do that.
That'd be interesting.
There's actually several podcasts now that like everyone plays a video game.
Then what are they doing on the podcast?
They just what you would do on the headset, like over headset, you're just doing it with a camera in front of your face.
Yeah.
Okay. So how are you seeing the game?
So pretty much you're just streaming you and a group of people playing video games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. So instead of the camera in front of us, you're seeing their video games.
I don't get
games.
Into this world.
Yeah. Like, kind of like a lower third, you'll have like their face.
I gotcha. Yeah. But maybe we should just green screen everybody in the back and then have the video game behind us and we're all
okay, let's talk about something else other video
it could
games.
Happen.
What do you want to talk about, Jared?
I don't know.
Yeah, Jared, bring us in.
Bring us
let's
in.
Talk about hunting since hunting starts today, actually.
We did.
It
already,
opens today.
Yeah. I thought we went over hunting.
No.
Well, there's a lot of hunting to talk about.
Hey, it just started.
Jared, what's your favorite hunting story then?
Yeah.
Last year when my youngest daughter killed her first big ape.
There you go.
There you go.
That's solid.
How long were y'all out there waiting?
Not long, actually. It was the evening hunt. We went in, and it was weird. I sprayed a little bit of
sprayed? Estrogen. That's what cats do.
Doe smell.
I got you.
Attractant. Then did a little bit of a grunt and sat down in the shooting house and sat there and was looking and I feeder's way out there and then I'm looking, I'm like, what? And I looked at her, I go, there he is. He was sitting and he come up and she dropped him right there and walked up and he was rubbing all the trees in the back corner. We didn't know it. So when I grunted at him, he didn't like it, and he was coming to see who was coming out, and he came right out, and he turned, and she
got him.
Yep. Got him.
Yep. That was that's the best. I loved it.
Wow.
That's a good one.
Yeah, man. For me, it's like I've killed enough deer in my life that it's taking people that are on their first hunt or something like that, man. It's my adrenaline.
So would you take – would either one of you take some random person –
How random.
Well, I mean,
I've never hiked a hiker.
I would love
You got to go get your license. You're old enough. You got to get your license first.
I got to get my license.
All you got to do is go online and take a course.
I could go to the North Walmart and get my hunting license too.
Really?
Have you taken the safety course? Because I don't want to have to sit with you.
You have to take the safety course to get your
to sit by. So after she did that, she's been like just. She's all about hunting.
Why is she not going with you tomorrow?
Because she's got school, and it's daddy time. Dad needs to be by himself.
Remember hiding from the kids.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I'm hiding. But after she killed it, I made her take the safety course. So this year, she'll be able to hunt by herself.
Okay, there you go.
So I don't have to sit with her. So I can hunt when she hunts. But he is correct. It's the best time is when other
taking
people.
Somebody yeah, else. Yeah.
There. I try to do it every year. Try to take somebody that's never... Been killed hunting. Deer or been hunting at least once a year, and I think it's if I'm not mistaken, I'm five straight where I've taken somebody and they killed their first deer.
Like, wow!
Have they ever had the same reaction as Luke Bryan does?
Oh my god!
Did I get him? I'm
telling you, sometimes they'll lose it, man.
Yeah,
but the truth is, I took both my sons last year. They were able to each get a deer, and. They asked me, what's wrong, Daddy? Because I'm over there just like.
Let me tell you, if the 3.5-year-old that came out on me last year around this time comes out again this year and he's as big as I think he's going to be,
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be shaking like that. Because, yeah. Well, he's going to be a monster. He'll be the biggest one.
Don't forget, I want that deer jerky.
Hey, I'll make it.
Do y'all stream Netflix? Hulu, do y'all do any of that?
I watch. That's probably where it's too much of my time goes.
Really?
Yeah.
You watch a lot?
I do.
Yeah, what do you watch?
Man,
what's the last thing you watch?
I am watching, what's it called?
I don't know.
Give the man some time. Tony.
I can tell you.
He pulled up his Netflix account.
Yeah, there it is.
It's continue watching section. It's right there.
Let's see here. Chicago PD, I'm into it right
now. I hadn't seen that. Is it good?
It's good. I like it.
I have to check that out.
Man, I'm having a problem, though. For some reason, I can't stick to anything right now.
I'm in that stretch where I get three quarters through an episode.
I'm like, God, what am I doing?
The old man is a good one because remember Josh Wiggins talked about it. So I jumped on it, and I'm hooked on it.
Yet you still not haven't watched Game of Thrones. And we've talked about it several times.
I know, but. That's a lot to watch.
I got into an hour
episodes, and there's how many seasons?
Oh, there's
six.
There's eight.
Which is kind of funny. I just finished Burn Notice, redoing it again for the first. I mean, that's back when I was
Burn
a kid.
Notice.
I love that. I watched all of it.
You know, have you noticed how you go back and watch movies from when you were a kid, and you're like, "Gosh, this is terrible."
Yes, yes. Some of them. Andrea said when she came in there, and I was watching Burn Notice, she's like, "When was this made? In the 90s?"
Yeah.
I mean, they're good, but it's more the
pictures
bad.
One of my favorite movies as a kid was Angels in the Outfield.
Yes.
Right? And so, it finally popped up on Disney Plus, and, you couldn't find it anywhere because, I was gonna have a moment with my son. You know, we both love baseball. I was about to show him, hey, this is a great movie about baseball. And so it finally popped up, and, I think me and my son are about to have this great moment of he's going to fall in love with the same movie that I loved as a kid. And, watching it, I'm like, there's actually, a couple touchy things that are they're pushing the envelope on this is no longer a kid's situation for kids.
Then
my kid watched it and he was like, it was okay.
And
I'm like, are you?
How about the 7-minute intros with credits from the old days? You know?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You have five a whole song playing And my kids are like, is this the end? No, son, this is the beginning. This is just getting you ready for the movie.
Sorry, I got to fast forward through this.
Like in Forrest Gump, how the feather flies all the way around the country before it starts.
That's right. Yeah, there's a lot of those.
You said that. I've never seen the beginning of Forrest Gump.
Whoa.
I don't remember that. I remember the entirety of the movie and how I cannot stand Jenny.
Jenny's
rough.
I do not like her. She is not good for Forrest. Forrest could have done better.
Not.
Here we go.
That is my two cents on.
I agree with you 100%. Like every time I watch that movie, I'm like Forrest, just get away from her.
Just move on. Just move away from her.
Because every time he gets his life like all situated, he's got his new thing. Here comes Jenny to ruin it all.
Yeah.
And it's like and I get it. Listen,
is that some kind of like metaphor for America? Like we're always focused on the wrong things.
I could see it.
Yeah. Is that
or no? I think we're always prospering, and then something crazy comes along, and we're like
sidetracks.
We get sidetracked.
I think there's something there deeper. Yeah. I don't know. I could be wrong. Jenny could just be terrible.
Jenny is terrible.
You know,
I don't think that's Forrest's kid.
I agree. It doesn't line up.
That is not Forrest's son.
She's lying.
I'm going to tell you. I mean, good for Forrest. I mean, he's raising a kid. I mean, the kid's going to have a great life.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I don't.
Nobody. Kid's doing great right now.
That's not his son.
Married, got a job.
Yeah.
And then.
How about Lieutenant Dan? Did y'all see that during the hurricane?
Oh, yeah.
Down in Florida, the dude they call Lieutenant Dan. Did y'all see that?
I did.
There's a one-legged dude.
They call Lieutenant Dan.
He's
like, I'm not evacuating. He's in a boat. He's in a boat.
I did see that. Yes, I did.
He lives in a boat.
Yeah.
Did he make it?
He made it.
Yeah, he made it.
Yeah.
Like, the water goes
up and down.
honestly, his logic is sound.
No, it's not, Corey.
I'm sitting there going, he's like, I got a rope tied off to the dock,
Corey,
with enough slack that it's going to let me go up and down. I'm like, my man's on to something. I mean, it checks
plenty
out.
I'm
not saying do that if you're not an experienced sailor. Okay?
But Lieutenant Dan,
he's not, though. That's the thing.
You can kind of look at him and say, he's seen a few things.
Lieutenant Dan, you ain't got no legs.
It's fine. He don't need legs to sail.
He's swinging around on those ropes, rigging it up.
Fine.
Oh, God.
Well, speaking of news, actually goes back to hunting. What do you think about the 89-year-old man out in Montana? Like,
I didn't see anything on that.
What are we talking about, Tony?
He basically engineered...
Is this like off the grid kind of situation or what?
He engineered the goat breed, and like the government was like, "Hey, yo, no,
you can't be cloning.
You can't be cloning.
No, yeah, you can't clone in your garage.
Like made like a hybrid type sheep or something like that.
And he made it for big game.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've never heard of this.
This is interesting. I got to look this up.
Yeah. Y'all got to get on TikTok.
Some guy in the middle of nowhere, Montana.
All over.
Hey, that's something 80, I can look for tomorrow when I'm sitting.
He's 89 years old though.
He knew what he was doing.
He must be pretty smart.
He got six months in jail, didn't he, for that?
Something like that. And then they're like, "We're gonna have to kill all of them."
Hold on. The thing is,
he sold those offsprings to like several different people.
Yeah. It's
so who knows how many of them are running around now?
Yeah. I'm picturing a goat here that's like crazy looking.
The horns are like extra big or bigger than a normal mountain goat. Yeah, exactly.
I want to go hunt it.
You can't imagine like the documentation was real sound on an operation like that. So it might be tough to track them down.
Hold on. What's the lesson here though? What, like, don't clone or don't tell people you're cloning? Like what?
All I'm saying is A guy that's doing that at 89-year-old, 80 or however old he is.
89 years old, yeah.
Yeah, like you can't say, like, I'm sure he didn't keep great records.
You're saying like in the kitchen, the recipe is not like exact.
I'm saying like putting it back in the box is going to be difficult. Yeah. Like that's what I'm more or less saying. Yeah. What do you think, Tony?
Do you think this guy deserves jail time?
I don't think he deserves jail time. Definitely think he needs. I don't think he deserves anything, honestly.
I think he's a genius.
Because like, what he was trying to do was make like the goat that was outlawed in this country, apparently, or not, it's not native to this country. He couldn't get it over, so he took the embryos of that goat, brought it here, and then did the whole like.
Clinton, what do you think? This guy is, I mean, what?
Man, I just, being a hunter, I'll go back to that. I think.
You said go for it.
Go for it.
But let me ask you, there's no difference between people in these new deer farms that are breeding non-typical deer.
Whoa, guys, there's got to be a difference. Thing,
I mean, I'm not saying it's they're breeding non-typical. You know how it is, non-typical. You know,
breeding and cloning.
But he wasn't really cloning. But there's some genetics. He was taking the genetics of one goat. Putting it into another, and then letting it reproduce.
So it's like a labradoodle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all he was doing, essentially. But
so this is like a Gregor Mendel situation.
Yeah, but when you get in with the wildlife people.
The genes.
That's the key. Let me tell you,
the wildlife people is the one who got mad.
Why are they mad?
They get mad about everything.
Because it's PETA, man.
These are the same people that think that the way to take care of the beavers is to bring alligators around. Right. And then when the alligators get bad, you know, like...
PETA.
It's the reason why there's different ruts. We talked about this last time, I think. Yeah. But different ruts in different areas, and it's because they brought deer from different parts of the country over here to breed.
They brought like deer down from Iowa.
Yep.
And like
in Bankhead. Like, Bankhead's rutting right now almost.
Deer that get bigger. They brought them down to breed with Alabama deer.
I don't think you should get jailed for that.
See,
right?
See, here's the problem with that. When you mix that, now we got rut that runs all year because you got, or not all year, but all
that's
all
actually
winter.
Nice.
Yeah, because they're mixing with the Alabama does. So now what rut? They're normally rut the northern deer rut in November. They got rut in December because of them are the cross.
Mine goes into February.
Yeah, then you got the Alabama deer January, February. So it's like just a
wow. Yeah. I wonder. They need to figure out how to breed some that won't get the chronic wasting disease.
Can't stop
right?
that.
They can't. They can engineer it out.
Nah, you can't stop.
I mean, that's Michael. A bug, right? Michael, yeah. You could do it.
It's
you're gonna get caught. You get jail time.
So it's deer lick branches. They lick each other's face and stuff, and that's where they're getting it from.
Yeah,
and you can't stop it.
That's like crops, though. They engineer crops, you know, to resist certain things.
Yeah, and that's why.
Maybe we can get a vaccine
Americans
and go give them all a shot if
so
you want.
Because I mean, it's all. Made in a factory now. You can't get good products unless you go local. I mean, I don't know why he's getting jail time? It's because the government
couldn't make money off of it.
That's kind of like the Axis deer out in Texas now. You know, there were foreign deer brought in, high fence, they got loose, and there's rumor that the Texas Wildlife Association or whatever they're called is going to now start you have to pay for tags now.
Yeah, wow.
Because now they
make money off of it.
Make money off of it. So,
yeah.
Like for Alabama, for years they wouldn't let you. You couldn't hunt over corn. You could hunt over your food plots, but not over corn. And then finally, state was like,
that.
"Hey, you can hunt over corn now, but you got to pay us $25 to do it."
Yeah.
Huh. So they make money off of it.
I mean, eventually they're going to be like, you can spotlight, but just if you get caught,
pay the fine.
You just paid $25 fine, you'd be okay.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, we're going to be spotlighting hogs here soon if we don't.
Yeah.
If we don't get a handle on it.
Yep.
I had 30 on my property 2 years ago. Now we laid waste to those suckers. Went out because you can night hunt those legally up to the start of deer season.
Yeah.
Gun season. Yeah. And then during deer season, you can't.
What? Where can we see your show?
YouTube is where it's big. It's blowing up on YouTube.
Y'all got a following over there.
We do, man. People have asked us how we done it. I honestly don't know.
Just the algorithm picked you up.
It picked us up, man. One of the big things, we went to Africa and we have to Uganda.
Hunting?
No, we just as a company. Yoder's talk. We actually got invited through the podcast to go talk at a business conference over there. So went over there, and we actually ended up getting a big following in Uganda.
Really?
So we got a big following.
So you guys are worldwide.
There you go.
Two countrywide. Hey.
I don't know. There was.
Nah, it's probably point. Three. You guys are Canadian at least. Yeah, at least one.
Few, yeah. There was a point. I guess it was season two. Wasn't it season two? We had a large following in Pakistan.
There you go.
I was pretty excited about it. I mean, probably not, but yeah. But
that would be a show.
I don't think we'll visit.
Yeah, you could do some
IRL streaming there. Yeah. That's what.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to. You're gonna want to.
Yeah,
yeah. It's gonna be interesting. So yeah, YouTube, Spotify, we put it on our Facebook pages as well. So that's
There you go.
Yeah. Cool, man. Nice. I'm excited. I'm gonna watch. I mean, it sounds like y'all got a lot of content. You go, what, every Friday? What?
Every other Friday.
Every other Friday. Yeah,
every other Friday.
Getting new content.
Yep. There you go.
Very cool.
We got a special guest coming on, Mr. James Spann himself.
Really? Oh, there you go.
Look at that.
Yeah, so that's going to be coming up. Be a little bit yet. He's kind of booked out, but we.
I can't believe he's still around.
The date schedule and everything.
Why do you say it like that?
No. Like still working. I guess what I mean.
Because he is Alabama's weatherman.
I understand that. He has been since I was a little kid. I remember when. That came out really bad.
Yeah, it did. What is that?
God. Now I'm gonna be like on. They're gonna, someone's gonna start a Facebook
page. They're gonna come after
hater.
Yeah,
because they think I want James Spann to die.
If no, he's I don't got think his James shirt, Spann, I don't want you to die. If he's got just suspenders on, I can't believe you're still doing it. Polygon on the board,
man. Especially if you've seen him lately, he's having to deal with the crazies. You know, he addressed. Oh,
yeah. Well, didn't he get shut off of Facebook over something too?
I don't know about that, but he had to address some people bringing up, you know, some. Wild, I guess. Yeah. I don't know, conspiracies or something.
Well, yeah. It was like when all those hurricanes were coming, like everybody's sitting there saying like the government has a weather machine that's enhancing these hurricanes.
That's it.
If anybody's like, doing it, it's Elon.
Like, no, they're not. Like,
yeah, with his robots.
Yeah. It's Elon with his satellites and his robots. Come on.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. We're not living in a geostorm.
Corey, Clinton, man, thanks so much for coming in. We'll have to get you guys in again.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
We'll do it again.
Love to.
Thanks for watching.
On location.
That'd be cool. We'll get out and do something.
Come on.
You guys have been watching Happy Neighbors. I'm Michael Sapp.
I'm Tony.
Jared.
Clint.
Corey.
Thanks for coming in, guys.